Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues, all blues and nothing but the blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're a little bit through our program here today. And if you notice, we mentioned the Mississippi Delta a lot. You know, what was it about the Mississippi Delta? Well, maybe a little bit of a geography lesson, I guess. Think of the Mississippi Delta and the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River is the handle, and the bottom of it is a string mop. The Mississippi Delta just flooded all the time. It was nice, fertile land down there, but you really couldn't deal with it because the Mississippi River, you know, it pretty much does what it's going to do. Well, the Corps of Engineers got down there, and they built some dikes, and they built some levees, and they dug some canals, and they said they controlled the Mississippi River. Well, for the most part, you know, every few years, the Mississippi's going to do what it's going to do. It broke the levees and flooded out. But when they controlled the Mississippi and they cleared the land out down there, it was very, very fertile farmland. The thing it was really good at was planting long staple cotton, which is different than the cotton from the East Coast. East Coast was short staple cotton. And it's very profitable. And not to get too much into it, growing cotton is very hard on land. You know, it depletes the land. And, you know, here in the Lowcountry, if you plant cotton, maybe 3 years you can plant the field, but then you can't plant the field anymore. It has to replenish itself. And cotton is very aggressive on the soil. But something about the soil in the Delta, you could just plant cotton all the time. And, you know, when they were building the levees, it was a lot of work. You know, this is in the early 1900s. People needed work. And you can go to the Mississippi, and you can work on the dikes and the levees. And then when they cleared the farm out, or the land out, there was farm work. And it was hard work, and it was hot work, and it was cotton. The pay was minimal, and these guys in little towns sprung up everywhere. But every Friday and Saturday, there was somebody with an acoustic guitar, and he was playing blues. And that's where basically it all came from. Some people might disagree with me on that. But instead of using, you know, metal slides and glass slides, they would get a pocket knife and just use the backside of the edge. And it just created a whole genre of music. And then, you know, during the Great Depression and after the war was over, they started to go north. So you go to the Mississippi, and the first big town you're going to hit is Memphis. And Memphis was just the mecca of the South along the Mississippi River. And it was just happening. That's where B.B. King went, and everybody went that way. Then you went a little farther north, and you got to St. Louis, and they migrated up to Chicago. But then everything got electric, for the most part. Well, let's get right back into it here. We're going to hear something from a very unique artist himself, Mr. Leon Redbone. Thank you.
on the times have gone. All I heard was all in fun. I kept on walking, trying to walk my troubles away. Well, I'm so glad troubles don't last a week.
For Mr. Keb Mo. Keb Mo is a wonderful blues artist. He does mostly acoustic, and he keeps the traditional sound, but with a little bit of a contemporary feel to it. You know, he still gets the sound of Robert Johnson, and he's also a great slide player. He won a Grammy Award with Taj Mahal on the Taj Mo album, and we heard a song from that earlier in the show. He took a different path also. He's from Los Angeles. He grew up in Los Angeles and does most of his work in Los Angeles, and he still records in Los Angeles, which is a little different than most of the blues artists, you know, that we've covered so far. And before that was Mr. Leon Redbone with Walking My Troubles Away. Now, this is probably the most unique blues artist I've ever seen in my life. I first saw him in the late 70s on Saturday Night Live, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, he had dark sunglasses, a fedora, a Groucho Marx mustache and beard, and he had a string tie, and his voice was weird. It's almost like a pre-World War II ragtime sound. I did a lot of research, and I wanted to find out more about Leon Redbone, but he's really gone out of his way to indulge any of his personal information. There's a story that the great producer, Ron Hammond, wanted to produce him, and he pretty much bothered Leon enough, but Leon finally gave him his phone number. When Mr. Hammond went back and dialed it up, it was a dial-a-joke. So I have no idea why, but Mr. Redbone pretty much liked to keep his life quiet. Coming up next, got Mr. Bobby Rush with Dust My Broom.
Man is back in town. and smoke and trickery, your very own real life make-believe. Bring your money, can in line, two for a nickel, three for a dime. Miracle cures for aching bones, but he takes your gold, steals your stone. The devil rides in a horse and cart, the purveyor of the darkest dark. I was bit by a snake, burnt by the fire. Took the bait, shame on me. I was taken for a ride by a barefaced liar. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Admission is free, but I rob you blind. A little taste to ease the trouble. My, a glimpse of truth beyond the veil of our fallen angels, holy grail. He disappeared before sunrise, before I saw through his disguise. Stole my soul, off it ran. I was played for a fool by a medicine man. The devil rides in a horse and cart, the purveyor of the darkest dark. All through his disguise, stole my soul, off it ran. I was played for a fool by a medicine man. The devil rides in a horse and cart, the purveyor of the darkest eye. I was bit by a snake, burnt by the fire. Took the bait, shame on me. I was taken for a ride, taken for.
That was Medicine Man from Miss Ailes Bailey. Ailes is a female artist. She's from across the pond over in Bristol, England. And she does most of her touring over in the UK. And of course, over there, they have major blues festivals. And she performs at blues festivals all over Europe. But she plays the US as well. And she's gained a lot of respect from her peers. Because everyone who's heard her or saw her says she's doing it the right way. And she's doing it the way the old blues people did. And she just tours a lot. And she plays a lot of live shows. And come over here in the United States. She's toured with Joe Bonamassa, Don McLean, Van Morrison, Walter Trout, and she also plays the blues festivals here in the United States. Before that was Dust My Broom for Bobby Rush. Bobby Rush is a character. He's one of my favorite blues guys. He's still alive today. He's 86 years old. He still tours. He's a Grammy winner. He won the B.B. King Blues Entertainer of the Year more than once. Rolling Stone magazine calls him the King of the Chitlin' Circuit. The Chitlin' Circuit is just a blues circuit that plays small clubs all over the South. And it's where everybody like Ray Charles and B.B. King, they pretty much got their start. He also went international. He got a gig and played in front of 40,000 people at the Great Wall of China. Well, we're going to take a short little break right here. There's more to come. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF 97.7, Veterans for Freedom.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,